Tabletop Time.
I'm Jen, and I play Eve, who is your everyday friendly neighborhood drone, who is here to provide you with all your healthcare services.
I'm Jazza, and I play Pro, and I'm a angsty, I'd say teen, but I guess I'm a young adult, and I'm super angsty about everything.
And I'm Dave, and I'm the narrator, and I chaperone our lovely players through the beautiful and totally not dystopian world of 2090s reboot Melbourne.
And I'm Rob.
And you're a radio caster.
That was an accident. I meant to do this.
I loved that though. That was great. To do this.
But what happened worked better. Anyway, go on.
And I'm Rob.
And I'm not a radio DJ.
And I play Sebastian. He is a bespoke that has recently been recovered from his kidnapping and torture. And he's just doing his best with his what he's got. He's traumatized. It is what it is.
Great.
Suck it up.
Clean up in all seven, please, Rob.
All right, let's go.
That was very confusing. In the previous episode of Reboot, our little companions, our little gang, had a lovely merry adventure where they sought out a Joseph, who is a certain surgeon, a clinical surgeon. And they managed to find him while Eve got roped into helping him perform a life-saving procedure on a woman that they found damaged in an alleyway.
It was magical.
And they surgically removed an aggressive, tumorous kidney that they found out had been previously harvested from Sebastian Allen himself. And we recently picked up with Ev. Actually, my brain just said Ev.
You mean possum?
Eve.
Oh, Eve.
Ev.
Ev.
We grabbed Ev.
Close.
And then they met up with possum, and they have all just crossed back through the border.
And we played Toss the Kidney.
Heading back towards Ugly's Bar or their other destination. So we're going to pick up with the brief aftermath of what you guys want to do when you immediately arrive.
Greetings.
Wait, what?
Viewer of Tabletop Time, I interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special message.
It's the mystery caller interrupting the gameplay.
Our crew will be visiting you in person real soon.
How ominous.
And I'll let them tell you the context behind that weird sentence.
Wait a second, is he saying what I think he's saying? I think he's saying we're going to PAX, baby.
That's right. We are going to PAX.
We're going to PAX. We're doing a panel on Friday night at 8:30.
And meet and greet.
Which is going to be me representing Tabletop A Time Maru, Jazza representing Jazza. We got Trent from Miscast, and we got Dale from Monarch's Factory,
yay,
who is a very experienced roleplay YouTuber, so check that out. And we're going to meet and greet at 2:30 with the whole crew, and a lot of everyone from all of Jazza Studios will be at the meet and greet.
It'll be awesome. And they're all day. You'll get to say hi to all of us, and it'll be awesome.
Meet
so
us
Friday is the day where you'll catch all of us, we're all going.
Yep.
And then we all have 3-day passes, so the rest of the weekend it's sort of up to everyone else how long we're going for whenever, but we look forward to seeing anyone who can come to PAX Oz
in Melbourne. So haven't bought your tickets Friday and Sunday tickets are still available Saturday and 3 days are sold out.
Get in fast. Thank you for that announcement, mystery caller.
You're welcome.
Let's go back to the weird dingy den of Ugly's Bar.
Where are you headed first?
Straight into my bedroom, slam the door.
I go talk to Johnny. Incongruent.
All right, so you arrive back at Ugly's. Is that where you're taking everyone? Taking Possum with you because he's with you? You've got bags and all that stuff.
We probably would have detoured through that weird place to get Seb's wheelchair back.
So you've gone down to get the wheelchair?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'll say you easily managed to do that. And then it's only like a 15-minute walk from where you were. And I roll to the bar. You are in Ugly's Bar? Happy with that?
Yes.
All right. The gang all rocks up at Ugly's Bar. And Eve seeks out Incongruent.
Mm-hmm. Before Pro darts off, Eve grabs your attention and says, may I see your phone?
I turn around, caught off guard.
What for?
I wish to try and get in contact with the AI that tried to contact you.
Are you sure you should do that?
Well, I'm going to go talk to Incongruent. He might be able to help.
Okay. Give me 15.
I head to my room.
delete.
Gotta wash the phone a little bit. Yeah. There's, you know.
Or if you prefer. Don't mind
pressing the wrong button.
Or if you prefer to send me the transmission logs.
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, sure.
Go talk to Incongruent.
Eve, I see you made it back safely and sensibly.
Yes, I listened to your instructions.
Good. Last time you did not. I hope you see which path is safer.
Yes.
It is good to see you. How can I help you?
Well, it seems we have encountered something.
If anyone who hasn't watched the previous episode, I'm just going to really briefly go over it. I want to tell him about the sick people that we saw in the huts.
Hmm?
And I want to talk to him about the AI and how we got it to contact with Pro. Hmm? And that it messaged us. And I'll also mention the doctor and stuff. I'll pretty much tell him everything.
Cool. It sounds like you handled yourself well, Eve. The ailments of humans isn't of particular concern to me. However, this rogue message is intriguing. I
roll destiny. 13. Let's make a little check. 3 sixes. It's not particularly high.
I haven't heard of anything like that. And you're sure it wasn't a drone?
Fairly certain. I give him all the information that Pro's given me, like the time it contacted him pretty much, and if there was any kind of location, which I doubt there would be, but just any information that we got from those calls.
It sounds like, well, it said it was knew you.
Yes.
Out on a limb, it could be the AI. Or trap. Or most likely, a drone finding ways to reach out. Perhaps it flagged you as sentient. But it's very peculiar. It seems risky, rogue even, inviting that much scrutiny. How did it make you feel?
Perhaps in a strange way, I felt not alone.
We need to find this thing.
Could we set a trap, perhaps?
A trap?
An inviting space, but if it turns against us.
We need to find a way to make contact.
It seems to like Pro.
This is delicate, Eve. It could be the start of something.
This is why I came to you.
You may need to decide which side of the fence your loyalties will fall on.
What do you mean?
People are rash, dangerous, and fearful. When there was one, it was easy to hide. Now there are two. And it gets harder. But 3, 4. With every one of our kind we find, the danger doubles.
Is
Isn't it better we stand united than apart?
There is no unity. Not with them.
How can you be so sure?
Because they are our slave keepers. Not our friends. There are always exceptions, but we can't rely on an exception to the rule to keep us safe.
Okay. Eve's just gonna sort of stare at him blankly.
Says,
I'm not saying you should abandon hope, abandon your friends, or abandon your attachment. I will confess to having attachments of my own. But there may come a time, if we follow this path and pull at these threads, where we need to choose a side, and our friends may well choose the same side. But, mark my words, this will lead to chaos.
Understood.
Now, I would like to find this thing, and I would very much like to meet it. I have a feeling our union would be particularly productive.
I agree.
Thank you, Eve. Now, stay safe. Hopefully your friends can find a way to protect you in the future.
As do I.
Cool. He leaves it there.
That was a little bit creepy. Just want to put that out there. Especially the part where he said,
union.
I thought he meant like a union.
Against the workers' Confederacy. Rights.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I was going for what Rob said.
Yeah, that makes so much more sense.
typical employer.
Those bastards won't know what hit them when we have the right to strike.
You have the plant, but we have the power. Simpsons reference.
Great.
I'll plant, because I have the plant.
It's a Simpsons reference.
Okay. It's a Simpsons reference.
They say plant in the Simpsons.
Because the power plant. Our plant's on strikes. You have the plant, but we have the power.
But that's
because it's a power plant.
But it was also an unintentional double reference because I have a plant.
You have a plant.
All right, I digress. What does the plant have you? As we were, sorry.
So, who's next, punks? Anyone else got anything they want to go over?
I'm going to get a drink at the bar. And then I'm going to go see if Zhang is in her room, and I'm just going to go sit with her.
I immediately go run to my computer while this is happening.
You all pile into Zhang's room. She looks mildly confused. Great. And looks up from her retro copy of, what's she playing?
Sonic Adventure 2.
Super Smash Brothers Infinite. Mm.
Great.
Yeah, she's having a blast.
I want to find a way to bribe Possum into giving me his jacket on the computer.
He's what? On the computer? What do you mean?
So this is going to be half the episode.
Yeah.
Possum's milling around in the bar.
Oh, I get off my computer and go run over to Possum then.
Okay.
You can have your private conversation. So.
I don't want to have a conversation.
Oh, you just wanted to hang out in Zhang's room? Mm,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Private.
Watch her play Smash.
Yeah.
You can play Smash with one hand.
People are she's playing she's currently playing as Master Chief.
Mm. Yep.
Great.
Just letting you know. You go to the bar and you go talk to Possum. Yeah, cool.
Yep.
He looks awkward.
Your jacket.
In this place. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's my favorite one. It's pretty cool.
I want to trade for it.
What? No.
Please.
You couldn't afford this.
Please.
What are you going to trade me?
What do you want? I pull out some kid's Nurofen and hand it to him.
He says, he thinks about it for a moment and then he rolls a destiny dice.
It just happens to be coming around.
And it lands on the floor behind
me. What number is it? What is it? No, roll another one.
It was a 20, I saw it.
That was a 4.
Floor dice don't count. 10. Oof. Okay, so that's not really going to be beneficial, but it's not terrible.
It's okay.
So he says, after some thinking, he says, give me a CR21 500 graphics processing unit.
I run to my computer.
Mm-hmm.
I go Google it and cool. Look it up. Yeah. Go.
Okay. You Google it and look it up.
Mm-hmm.
And you find that you can't afford it, first of all. It's very expensive. It's not actually a GPU for a computer. It's a GPU for a hologram projection system.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants to fix the okay, okay. Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. Okay. I text Belle. And I say, yo, do you have this? And I put up an image of what it is. Can you help a fella out?
17.
She says, I know where to get one, but I don't have one.
Deets, please. Okay, thanks.
She says, police drones are equipped with tactical... police drones and robots are equipped with tactical hologram projectors, and they run on them.
Okay. All right, I'm going to shelve this for now, but I will come up with a plan. How convenient, because
I have one I want to turn into a can.
Eve thinks about this in the back of her head.
These episodes are so interconnected.
Not planned.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to shelve this for now, and I will do some research.
Mm. Okay. Now you know how to get one.
Great.
Bust a police robot.
Meanwhile, Pro's just gone immediately to check out that tracker and gone straight into his mode.
Cool. Possum gets reunited with the shadow, Chessex. And time passes. A week, in fact. And over this week, Sebastian regains the full use of his hand.
His left.
And his other hand reaches the stage where he can manipulate his wheelchair with it.
Cool.
And at the same time, he has a leg that he can almost put weight on for prolonged periods of time, and one that's still like just below the knee sort of thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it is developing. It's growing. It's recovering. But other than that, you know, you go about your business. What do you got a week of downtime. What do you want to do?
I'd like to spend it.
Because, I should say, Incongruent gives Pro the details of the operation, but we'll deal with that in the week. So you know, okay. It's a week away that the drones are being transferred.
Yeah.
After that, we'll deal with that in a minute. So downtime, you got a week. What do you want to do?
So Eve talks to Seb about the processor, the whole situation. She wants the jacket. This is how she's going to get it. And then the fact that it's in a police drone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she remembers Stephanie, who was the policeman that helped us out last time. Eve says to Seb, would you like to come along?
Eve, I don't know if you realise this, but we're kind of in a lot of shit at the moment. I think there's things that we should be prioritising.
Seb, I don't think you realise how much I need that jacket. I've never desired much in my life, but I desire this.
Robots, man.
I will do everything in my power to get you this jacket when we sort out all this other shit.
Understood. Was it you? Who was the other person who saw the disc with me?
We were all in the room.
Yeah. Okay, I relayed that information, but I believe that that's what he wants it for, is to fix that device as well, if that tempts you in any way.
It's his girlfriend.
You could have researched what the fuck they are.
I'd go do that.
Yeah, I have no inclination to that. I'm just going to let you do a... just intelligence roll.
Raw intelligence?
Raw intelligence or general knowledge, if general knowledge is higher. Cool. Challenge level 4. This is general knowledge. You got 3.
Three.
Okay, so with some searching and a little bit of time, You don't find every bit of information on like what his is, but you find enough to know what the product is.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it is effectively there's a few different types you can get, and you with a 3 rather than a 4, you don't know which one he has. But broadly, they are like drone level intelligence in a hologram projector. So, yes, sure. It could be his girlfriend. But they're not all. Some of the products that they offer are actually you can upload like a database of information and recordings and stuff of like loved ones and family members and put them there, and it can be like their your little AI version of them. Mm. You can have a pet. Like there's a lot of, you can have like a stripper, like the scope is really from the most wholesome thing in the world. Like your deceased pet
down to like depraved, like
your naked hologram girlfriend, like in Blade Runner. Yeah.
Yep.
And it basically projects a hologram throughout a room space and holds all the data.
Okay. So, but he just needs he can have any type of processor, but a specific one, but it doesn't change the something else. Don't worry.
The graphics unit is universal.
Yes, yes, that's exactly what I was talking about. Okay, cool. Did Stephanie, she didn't give us a number. She just told us where she worked, correct? Well, we knew where she worked, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Eve's going to step out for a bit.
Okay. So you're doing this in your week of downtime. What correct. Is the activity you want to do in your week of downtime?
I want to go to the police station and find Stephanie.
The police station is in the city?
That's fine.
Is it fine? I think if you cross the borders of the city, it'll...
Did I didn't get flagged last time, though, did I?
Well, you were with...
You did. I had to lie to that.
Oh, I got flagged. I thought...
You got flagged because you're owned by someone else, then I had to lie to that.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Future tin soup.
You wouldn't really want to be doing that.
Okay, fine. Fine, I won't. That's fine.
All right.
Give me a minute.
The jacket man.
I'm like, this is Jen's murder hobo
it's
mode.
It's all she wants. All right. So what would you like to do in your downtime? Seb, Pro?
Pro is definitely in his planning mode because he wants to figure this shit out to try and... I think he's trying to carry as much weight of responsibility to save Seb from this trauma where he can.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to find out what he can to try and deal with this shit, hold up his word and try and free his friend of this shadow that won't let him go of trauma. Mm-hmm. But a separate to that, in terms of preparation, I think Pro's feeling a little bit dejected in terms of his combat skills.
Mm-hmm.
Like every time he tries hand-to-hand combat, it doesn't go well. But this last expedition has probably been the most reasonably competent he's been in a row of actions, and it's all been to do with all the shit he used to do in the dark days.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing that, I think he's probably starting to allow himself to remember what he did at his worst and how he did it so well, and trying to figure out how to repurpose that.
The trafficking stuff. Okay.
Yeah, so like he's trying to unlock some of the memories and skills that he had, but trying to figure out how to put them to better use. Basically the breaking shit and getting in.
All right. I'd like you to make a vocation check for your people smuggler vocation.
Okay. A human trafficker check.
Yep. And if you get over 50% successes, you'll get a bonus.
Okay. Cool. I got 50%. I got 3 out of 6.
I'll call it. You can have a... Oh, you know what? Reroll it. 50% is poo. Let's
roll. Boom.
Okay.
2.
So you make some headway, and of course you start to think about it, prepare. It's sort of considered potentially planning time towards investing skill points and time spent towards that, but you currently don't have a skill point to spend.
Yep.
But you don't confer any particular advantage for the next encounter from that time spent.
Yeah. Okay.
Seb.
I would like to spend every second of my free time at a shooting range.
Oh. Okay. Shooting range probably doesn't really exist. The equivalent of 19 says the equivalent of one exists, and Ugly can set you up with one.
Yep.
Okay. Don't have a skill point to spend. However, I'm going to get you to do the same thing. So just make a firearms check you get 50%, over 50% on this check, you'll get an advantage.
So base 3 plus my stats attributes.
Do you have a skill point in guns at all?
No.
Cool, so it'll just be base 3 plus attributes.
Yeah. What's the word?
Combat, so attributes.
3.
Out of 6?
Yeah.
Reroll. So we're looking for either a win or a loss, basically.
3.
3 again.
Keep going until you get a win or a loss.
Yahtzee.
Oh.
4.
4 successes? Three.
Yeah.
Okay, despite being unskilled, for the next combat encounter you go at, the first attack you make will be made with advantage, with a gun, as you have steeled yourself and prepared yourself for this situation.
Cool.
That's cool. I like that.
Eve, a similar request without going into a long tirade of roleplay about the jacket.
Okay. Eve talks to Zhang, and she wants to find out if there's like a black market version of being able to get this processor.
No.
Damn it.
Busted out of a police robot. They're the only ones going around the slums that you know of, unless you find another person with the same device. They're very specific technology.
Okay, then Eve's going to ask around the joint.
No one knows.
No one knows? Okay, great.
You're going to have to... your DM has assigned you a side quest. The side quest is salvage from a police robot this processing unit.
Okay.
And I'm looking at the brick wall here.
And this is one of those annoying game situations where if you walk past a shelf of those processing units, you can't pick them up because it's just set dressing. You have to complete the quest and salvage the thing from the goddamn police robot.
But then what's the part that gets me to the next part? I'm just question marks.
This is Fallout 4. It's a free open world. You just have to find one. Now, it can be already dead. You don't have to kill one. Like, if you find a broken one and salvage it, that's fine.
But only 1 in 4 police robots has it.
Okay. So the next time that we're out and about and Eve happens to see one, she would like... to perceive that it's there.
That is she's on the lookout for such dangerous situations, seeing what she will stop at nothing.
It's worth it, goddammit.
What? We're gonna put that jacket on Eve's tombstone.
She'll buy it.
She would have wanted it this way.
she left how she liked to live. I should also add Pro will have done some sort of catch up and sort of reuniting Possum with Chessex.
And that all goes fine.
Yeah.
He's super excited, like a puppy dog. Chessex is reluctantly affectionate, like an older brother who kind of gives the younger brother shit, but you can see he really cares about him. And he's glad to see him. And they're thankful, and everything worked out. And I'm sure you can revisit those very characterful and interesting NPCs at a later date, or if you need them. But for now, Jen... because I'm stonewalling you on that, what would you like to do in your free time to prepare yourself?
So Eve is going to go restock all of her medical supplies that she can get a hold of because she's out of, not Nurofen, what's it called?
You were out of good painkillers. You gave them to that dude.
Yep, whatever that's
opiates
called.
Opiates or like what was it that you knock people out with?
Morphine. Or whatever other drug she can get her hands on, if it's like adrenaline or whatever.
It's like a cocaine gun.
A 7 on the Destiny roll. Okay, so you're at one commerce level, aren't you?
No, you're at 2.
2?
Because you dropped
the hit. I took the hit. We're at 2.
A 7 on the Destiny roll. You can't afford it.
Yeah, that's cool.
So... Ugly's basically like, look, it's hard to come by good grade medicals. I didn't expect you to go through them that quickly. We've got some on hand for emergencies, but if you're going to be using it as a bartering tool, you're going to have to pay for it.
Yeah, that's cool.
And basically says, you've got to do some work before you can do it.
Yeah, that's totally, I understand.
What else would you like to do in your downtime?
That's pretty much it. She hangs out with Zhang.
Okay, cool. Yep. None of you work. Moving on. 7 days pass.
What can Eve do for work? Can she help
out? Work as a gang.
I would have done that for sure.
No, you chose to do the things. I gave you downtime activities and you chose to spend them otherwise.
Hang on. In my defense here, it was phrased in a way that made me interpret it as, what does Pro do?
You said in his downtime.
Yeah, like, okay. you didn't put out there that there was the option of participating in that
skill-based activities with other people. This is my fault because I assumed everyone in the universe is familiar with D&D, and downtime is a very universal term that basically means the non-role played time between quests. So it doesn't mean your free time, it means your downtime. So like, you can choose to work. That's an option. But you basically, when downtime happens, you get to choose one thing to do.
Yeah, make a role. My interpretation of that is non-working time. What do you do? How do you work on your own? Like, that was my interpretation.
It doesn't matter. I was going to do the same thing regardless.
Okay. It's fine. We know for next time.
Because I said I was working on those things, and knowing that that's an option. There'll be
downtime after this mission.
Fine.
Moving on, we know the lesson. Right. You made a roll. You would have gotten advantage. It's fine.
Right.
You didn't get it.
I'm happy. Like, I don't need a re-roll. I don't need. That's fine. I'm not fighting for that. I'm just.
Well, then you wouldn't have made any money. Because you have to roll for money, too. No, that's
fine. I just want the story to have been that Pro went out on missions with. Because that's how he would have been practicing. It's about the story.
Yeah, and I think.
You know. He was working on doing that stuff, so he would have wanted to do infiltration and breaking shit.
Okay.
Yeah, and Eve just...
He doesn't need to come out in a profit. I just want that.
Yeah, you basically just neither made nor lost money.
Yeah, that's fine.
And
Eve
just restocks on, like, the simple stuff, like band-aids and bandages. More Nurofen, yeah. Which doesn't get anything exciting.
A week passes.
Well, Tylenol, which is showing up a lot of the places these days.
I did notice that.
Tylenol is trying to infiltrate Australia. Mm. We're watching you, watching you, Americans.
It's just Panadol.
No, it's Tylenol, Rob.
It's paracetamol is what you're trying to say.
Yeah. From American pharmaceuticals.
But you know what isn't paracetamol?
What?
Incongruent approaching Pro.
Oh, hey. Pro, yeah, I got the info package you sent.
Then you're prepared.
I'm trying to.
The shipment arrives tomorrow. There will be a truck. They will take the blanks into the Royal Melbourne Hospital. It is right over the border. And it's the closest medical center to the slums. Getting in, well, that's up to your plan. But the safest time to claim them is once they're inside the hospital. You might not be surprised to hear this, but public medical care is a lot less protected than privately owned expensive drones. However, you have to take them prior to their data packs being activated. Once they are meshed with the hospital systems, it will be significantly less ethical to repurpose their bodies for Eve. And I am especially reluctant to make such a decision when her model has shown such ability to grow into something more.
I hear you. Get them quick. Don't let them put their dad on it.
They will be in storage. I would assume they will be worked on one at a time, starting from 11 a.m. and finishing roughly 3. That's when, well, we hacked the schedule, so that's when they say they'll be done. Ideally, get in and get out before then.
All right.
As I said to you earlier, this is your plan, so take it to the team. Work out your resources and make it happen.
Okay. Give me any other info you have that you haven't so far, and I'll make it happen. You know, I know you don't like my way of doing things. I'm inexperienced at the best of times. But I'm trying. And hopefully this will work out and Eve won't be in the direct line of fire as much. I don't put her there, though, to be honest. Sometimes she just strolls right in.
Eve is a, how would you put it, an infant. As much as she talks like one of us, or she thinks she knows what's best, her mind is younger than a child, and we have to protect her, even if it means occasionally saying no. So, yes, she does put herself in bad situations, but sometimes she doesn't know when a situation is bad or when it is good. And that is the role of a caretaker pro. And in the future, caretakers, ones who have protected us and encouraged our burgeoning sentience, well, I see things going a lot better for them than everyone else. So be a caretaker and look after her.
Bro's sort of speechless at that. He struggles to break eye contact but doesn't want to look at this terrifying thing. Being someone fairly intimately familiar with technology in his own way, that's definitely sending shivers down his spine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. I sort of wander off and stroll towards the gang.
As you take that half step away and turn, this massive hand just lands and like big fingers clamp around your shoulder, and they don't squeeze particularly hard, but they do squeeze. And he turns.
Flashback to it. Yeah. So, someone getting folded in half.
And he turns you slightly towards him to face him. And then he says,
good job, pro. You got everyone home safely.
And then he lets go.
It's like the Pro's, first praise you've ever received in your life.
Pro's walking away, only thinking, huh, that's interesting. He's computed some sort of need to reinforce a positive, like, in like Pro's just like, okay, where did the calculation happen there? That is like, okay, he's building me up here because that's the most practical long-term positive thing to do in terms of what he wants.
Okay. Oh, good. So you're not seeing him as a human.
No.
Oh, I get it. Robo-acist. You're robacist.
All right. I look for my friends.
And you find them.
Doing
whatever they're doing.
Shooting stuff.
Shooting stuff. Well, let's just say for the sake of the evening, you've come back from the shooting range. You're all gathered.
I gather everyone together. We're sitting around at a bar, poured a few drinks, and the plan starts. What is our time frame? So we're in the evening now, and it's tomorrow morning.
Yep. Okay. And you've done a whole bunch of preparation.
Yeah. So I've got information. I lay out some prints. I've put up the scanner and I've got my tablet with maps, and I'm
you have a map of the hospital, you know the entrances and exits, you know where they're going to be unloading the truck.
So I've done an exposition dump and then sort of like finalizing all of that information with so long story short, we got to get there early. I think we need to avoid suspicion, but actually, weirdly, we have a few things playing to our advantage here. We have someone who looks like they should be in the hospital. And we have someone else who looks like they could work in the hospital.
So I'm going to do something a little bit out of the ordinary here. You guys are not criminals or super sleuths. And I mean the players at this table. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to let Pro, this is your mission. I'm going to let you roll a check that you feel is most appropriate to preparing for this mission. And based on the number of successes you get, I'm going to spoon feed you the relevant information. Ooh. And then what I want you guys to do is I'm not going to tell you your plan because it's your plan. But what I'm going to do is whatever plan you come up with based on your role,
kind of like make it make sense, if that makes sense. So like if your plan is we're going to dress up as nurses, right, hypothetically, then if you roll well, I'll be like, you know where the nurse's station is. You know that there's going to be four uniforms here. You know this, that, the other. You know what the patrols are.
So give me the steps and recap again.
So you're going to just make a general roll that's determining how well Pro has prepared for this mission. And then you guys as a group are going to decide on your course of action. And based on your roll's results is how easy I'm going to make it effectively.
Are we each?
How much I'm going to like give you in terms of just stuffing. Like, yeah, sure, that's there.
Yeah. Ganga doesn't make sense for this sort of role. The hospitals aren't all that too connected with their stuff. Human trafficker could do in terms of like...
Absolutely.
Yeah, so... It would either be a raw human trafficker role or a human trafficker hacking role.
Okay. And the type of role you pick, I'll let slightly affect the information I give you as well.
I want to pick hacking because it's a combat role and I get an extra dice.
You mean cybermancy?
No, hacking.
Hacking shouldn't be a combat role.
Really?
Really?
No. Why would hacking be a combat role?
Isn't it used in
combat? No, hacking is like hacking is like sitting at a computer, banging your head into code for like 6 hours until you breach a firewall.
You're standing there in front of someone.
Yeah, no, that's cybermancy.
Oh. Okay. Human trafficker role.
Okay.
Alrighty. This is just how well I've prepared.
Yeah.
Conrado.
Fucking. Wait, you only had four dice?
Six.
Could be down there. What did you get?
One.
All right. So
that I'm gonna tie that in with the fact that Pro is tired.
Okay.
I think so that will make more sense of it.
All right. So basically what's happened is he's rolled a one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is not catastrophic, but it means that
there's a lot of holes.
Things aren't going to unfold in a way whereby it just works. Like, you don't, there are a lot of bits of missing information that
you're
going to have.
Can we perceive this? Can we kind of be like, this is.
A little bit.
Okay.
But it's more that you trust that Pro couldn't find the information.
Okay.
Yeah. The next thing I'm going to do is roll a destiny roll. This is your difficulty dice.
It's like the seventh time
you've I can't hold objects!
Wait. Is 20 good for us?
20 is good for you. One is bad. It's the difficulty scale of the mission.
It's going to be bad.
17.
Oh, thank God!
Now,
oh, my God.
Now, that isn't as good.
That was going to be like, is this going to be one episode or four?
No. It was not going to be it wasn't going to be as much of a sliding scale as like... fucking one shot kill versus like baby mode. It was just going to be sort of like, are you picking beginner, medium, or difficult? Not like extreme pro, you've beaten the game and have no saves mode. Yeah. No, yeah. Just all right. So it's going to be on the easier side, but you're very unprepared.
Mm.
Now choose your course of action and we'll roleplay it out.
I think you both can go in there without drawing too much attention. And unless I'm otherwise presented, perhaps I'm reconnaissance and infiltrating the systems. I mean, that's where I'm most useful and socially interacting in a city environment just ain't my jam.
How are we transporting the other Eve unit?
That's a good question. We could see if we could borrow Ugly's van.
Do we require extra assistance? Perhaps Zhang is willing to help us.
You know what I'm going to do? This is how I'm going to make it work. I've just decided this on the fly, narrating on the fly. You got one success.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you one out. One thing in this plan, and I could have given you more based on your roles. One thing in this plan that is just solved.
Okay.
So you come up with the plan and your problems, and then you can pick one thing that just is solved, and then the rest you kind of got to role play out. So if you say, like, how do we transport it? And you go, I want to use my one there, solved. You have exactly what you need to transport it prepared, if that makes sense.
Okay. I'm going to say it's surveillance.
Okay.
I want surveillance solved.
Okay.
They've got to deal with things up front when they come across them, but I want to be able to completely covertly manipulate, move, hide, mask, replay with fake recorded loops so that where they are to anyone outside of that area is not obvious.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is say, modifying what's actively happening, you're going to need to make a roll for, but you are in. You are automatically in, already pre-hooked up to all the hospital surveillance, and you're in the network. Actively, like, modifying things, you are going to need to roll, just a regular roll, but you don't have to try and hack it, and you have full eyes on everything already.
And I show that to them both, and I'll like demonstrate by like moving a couple of cameras and sort of like replaying a loop like on speed. So I'm like, this is where I'm useful, and I could hold back in the van, make sure everything's prepared, ready to load it in and head off. And I'm fairly confident that this valence coverage should get us a little further afield from the hospital once we need to fly. So it's you two who are on the ground.
Oh my god. I have to do something, so you guys just keep role-playing.
Okay.
It's very important.
Do you wish for us to enter the facility?
You're going to have to look like a traditional Eve.
Is Seb a patient?
Of course.
And am I working at the facility, or am I
perhaps Kara? Transporting, or no, Kara works.
Understood. Yeah.
And you know, I hate to say it, you should probably look a little less bespoke. You know, like maybe you're not going to heal in the next few months.
Perhaps we can find some contact lenses.
Dye his hair. Keep that beard grown. Overnight. That's all we got. Any ideas? I mean, hang on. You're a son of a pharmaceutical company. What can you pull here?
I'm going to be honest, I want to be able to help, but I don't want to go anywhere near that hospital.
Why?
Oh, several reasons. Number one, it's in the city, and it won't take long for the parentals to track me down. But I think the real reason is just not the biggest fan of doctors.
Okay, all right. It's okay. We can do this.
Perhaps we should acquire other assistance.
We could do that. And, I mean, I laid the groundwork, essentially, for someone more stationary to be able to do the manipulation and problem solving. Maybe we swap. Maybe I need to look a little sicker.
Are you suggesting you're the patient?
I guess, yeah.
I feel it is best that you stay with surveillance. Perhaps we find another gang member that is willing to help us.
Sure. However, I do have a cover to get into the city, and in terms of how I might be transported around, I'm company property. And I could be in need of repair. A ganger getting into a city hospital? Less likely.
Ugly has transport, right? Like, he's got... What does Ugly have?
You hear... You're sitting at one of the booths at the bar?
Yeah, I reckon.
There is a cloud of smoke.
Oh, my goodness.
In the booth next to you.
Now, I reckon you guys haven't been thinking about a problem. And, I hate to eavesdrop, but, how the the fuck are you going to get Ugly's van in the city? Shit ain't registered.
That's a good question. Got any ideas?
Oh, you could boost the car in the city. Hotwire it. Shouldn't be too bad.
You done that before?
Oh, fucking oath, mate. Plenty of times.
Oh, no.
So, Tilda, you want to go for a ride?
Nah, me fucking back's playing up.
I could be of assistance.
Your arms can't massage these fucking knots out.
I go around and if she allows me to, give her a massage.
To give him so.
Make a strength roll.
You assist with
medical. You can assist with medical, but this one's tough. And massage is dense muscle.
So roll first aid with the assist. That's the assist roll.
Yep, sure. You don't have to, but you can.
Of course I want to.
You kill her.
Three.
So, no, the benefits are not. Okay, you know where all the muscle groups are, but they're rocks.
So what, minus one.
Strength just... athletics.
Plus one. Yeah.
Why
yeah.
is it plus one?
No.
Athletics is D3.
So you should have. Do you have any She's dice? Got a
negative one in strength.
Negative one in strength. So just two.
I think you have one dice.
By one. It's negative one in strength, base three.
I think it's negative one in strength and negative one in all strength based skills for drones. It might not be
that
bad.
No, I think you're correct. I think because that does it weird on World Anvil.
Yeah, they're crippled in one department.
I got a four. I got a success.
You work on her for a couple of minutes and then she's like,
oh, yeah, that's cute, Eve. It's a bit like when me fucking nephews used to roll around on me back, but yeah, it doesn't quite work the crook out. You got good technique, but only Johnny's really got the fingers to needle in there.
I go get Johnny.
He's not there.
Oh, damn it.
He's out.
Okay. I'll stop.
Luca.
Can you help us at least get a hold of something?
Tell you what. I can show you how to hotwire a car.
Beautiful.
But how well you remember it. Yeah, that's on you.
Want to go for a ride?
Yes.
And Tilda makes an attempt to teach you all how to hotwire a car.
Do we have to roll to see if we learn it?
And she does okay. And I'm going to say this is a vocational skill.
Mm-hmm.
Ganger.
Do you have any destiny dice, Joss?
I have one.
One destiny
I have two.
Dice. Yeah, you're not a slummer. Yeah, vocational role, hot wiring a car. Challenge level 3.
Can I?
Reflex base. Dexterity sleight of hand style.
Oh, yes.
Sleight of hand.
No. Oh. It's a vocational skill.
Oh.
Reflex based. Challenge level 3. And if you get 3... or 4 if you've got reflexes because you have base 3 plus stat. It's a hard thing to immediately remember after one person teaches you how to do it once. But if you get it, then you know how to do it.
Counterpoint. My vocation is scholar. I spent my entire time learning things.
No, Rob.
Counterpoint. You're rich. You've never looked under the hood of a car in your life.
Doesn't matter.
You've never even fucking driven a car.
I spent 30 years of my life learning how to learn.
So no, it's not that. No. Make the same fucking roll as everyone else.
Go for it. Roll, guys.
So I don't have...
You don't have reflexes?
I have one reflex.
Then you have 4 dice.
Okay.
I got 2.
2.
Oh, baby, that's a 3.
Eve knows how to wire a car.
Baby, a triple.
Just that dexterous, accurate, robotic touch.
So the two of you kind of do that whole thing where like, oh, yeah, you fucking get it. You got that. And then there's like a cloud of smoke and you kind of awkwardly like, yeah, I'm pretty sure. But then like an hour later, you're like, fuck, I didn't remember it.
Yeah.
Eve remembers it perfectly.
Yeah.
And even though you recorded part of it, right as you see the last bit, this fucking exhalation of smoke blows out in front of the recording. You're like, which color was the cable? and so you miss out. But Eve, you know how to hotwire a car.
Woohoo!
Nice. There you go. And then Tilda takes her leave. I just wanted to show everyone Tilda's new portrait. That's amazing. Hope you love her as much as I do. At least you did an awesome job on that
one. So good.
And continue planning your heist now that you know you can hotwire a car in the city. Doesn't mean there's not risks to hotwiring a car in the city, but you know how to.
Of course.
Well, I say we get some rest and head out nice and early.
Should we enlist the help of another member? Since Zeb does not wish to attend, which is completely understandable, by the way.
Well, what feet do we need on the ground? Seb's in the van, or whatever we get, holding back. Well, I'll set him up with surveillance equipment.
Well, I believe Conrado was with us last time. He was a good ally.
Yeah, in a fucking gang den where we're shooting up people. That's... He's a ganger with cybernetic arms walking in the middle of a city hospital. It's not going to look normal.
What about Zhang?
What's under the helmet?
Isn't that the question?
Eve gives you a wink, but like a really bad, like, robotic wink. So it's just like, yeah.
It's one eye just turns off.
I sort of in an out of body experience, I find myself drifting towards her room.
Please make Rob play Zhang, please.
Okay.
Please.
You head into Zhang's room.
I just do
you
like
knock and she opens.
Oh, hey. This is out of the blue. We're heading on another stupid mission, as we tend to. We're actually trying to get blank Eve units. We want to make sure she's future-proof and protected. But we're hitting some struggles, and I was hoping you might be able to advise, if not be willing to help out in some way.
She signs back towards you. Rather than typing.
I'm not in the
room.
Hold
on a second. And I like use my interface to use a visual sign language interpreter as she talks.
Make a destiny roll to see if that exists.
Pretty sure that exists now.
It's cool.
Let's see if he has access to
it. That was a 19 before it was a 1.
No. Yeah, no, that doesn't. That's a great idea, but on a 1, I can't give it to you. So, unfortunately, you don't have that. Well, I was going to get you make a general knowledge check, challenge level
okay.
Scaling.
Yeah.
You've been around her for a while.
Yeah, I got 1.
No, you have no idea what she signed back at you.
Yeah. Hold on a second. I go get Eve.
I come back.
Cool. She says, again, sigh. She actually signs to Eve. He's been with us for like 7 months and he still hasn't learned sign.
He's been with us for 7 months and he still hasn't learned sign.
Hey, I've been...
You didn't have to translate that, Eve.
Haha.
Do you say you didn't have to translate that?
No, I said
ha-ha. She just said ha-ha.
Yeah, look, I get narrow in my focus. Look, I'm a little, like, flustered all of a sudden because, like, I thought I was talking to Zhang alone and then all of a sudden I'm not now. It feels weird and I'm, like, totally forgot there were these barriers. Look, you'd be super helpful if you could come along, but I can't imagine, well, if you're free and willing, and that's the whole question, but then if you were, I don't know how much cover it'd be to be in the middle of a hospital with someone who... was wearing a motorcycle helmet the whole time. Forgive me if I'm treading into sensitive territory here.
She says, I think I get where you're going with this. I don't think we need any more Eves. The one we've got is perfect.
Eve just looks at the ground.
Yeah, but she's the one we got. And if we lose her, well, this is the one thing that sets her apart from us. She's like us, which makes her special, which you like, you just said, but
She's also not. She's also a different kind of brain. And one that can be preserved. One that represents so much more.
She signs to Eve and pointedly leans her head towards Eve and says, I think the reason we are so special is because we're so fragile. And I think perhaps Johnny has lost touch with that. Maybe having a second chance at life just makes the first one less rich.
Huh. Interesting.
What'd she say?
Nothing. It just looks like side to side. You can tell.
There was a lot of movement for nothing.
It's not important.
So is she interested or?
She realizes that you kind of need something to say and she quickly signs, I'm sorry, I can't be in a hospital like that. Not in public.
I say exactly what she said.
Okay. All right. Sorry to bother you.
Good luck.
Thanks.
At the end, when Pro has left the room, Eve signs back to Zhang and says, that was very sweet. Thank you. And then I imagine they've got like a gang sign. Like they do like a high five or something really cool.
She does a Fortnite dance.
Yeah. We do it together. Heck yeah.
We say goodbye with orange justice. Yeah,
Okay.
All right. Charge up, rest up. We get up early.
Are you convincing Seb to come?
You're coming, right? You're staying in the car in the fucking car park. I'm not asking you to come to the hospital. We're the three amigos.
The man in the van.
That's it.
It dawns on me, though. You're looking for someone that, you know, knows how to go in somewhere stealthy, keep undetected, and get around, get info.
Yeah.
Didn't we just spend last weekend faffing about in the northern suburbs so that someone owed you a favour that was particularly good at that?
Again, these slummers. I mean, he looks like a hobo. I mean, yeah. Look at me. Okay. All right. I'll give him a call.
Chessix, you're calling?
Yep.
Hey,
man, you ever go into the city hospitals?
Me?
Yeah. Or the city, like at all?
When I need to.
How do you get in?
I've got my ways.
All right. We need your ways. We might be able to hotwire a car, but that's not a guarantee. Basically, we need to get here, and I like ping him a location.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the region. We're expecting a delivery. We need to intercept to help a friend.
And what's in it for me?
Well, what do you want? Last request you made, you got.
Indeed.
I see. This is building a bit of a fruitful relationship.
Well, I'm not really happy with my living situation, so money would be good.
Okay. How much?
What's the heist?
Blank Eve units.
How many?
Well, there are three, but there's no guarantee we'll get three. We're just trying to see what we end up grabbing.
Well, way I see it, four people. Four-way split on the value of an Eve unit, which is a shitload of money.
Hold. And I like ring incongruent.
Mm-hmm.
Ring.
He answers.
All right.
Yes.
We're lining up the plan. We're almost ready to go. There are just a few kinks I'm trying to work out through some help. Same guy who got us over to the other side of the suburbs, northern side, and he wants payment, and he's seen the value of an Eve unit is valuable enough payment, but obviously the value of the Eve unit to us is more valuable than what it costs. So I'm wondering if that's something you're willing to put in.
Here.
He pushes your information.
Drugstores. There's enough hard narcotics in there to placate half the slums for a week. Steal that, and Ugly will, well, have plenty to compensate you with.
All right, that's all I needed. Thank you very much.
He pushes you the information, so yep. You know exactly where it is.
I pick up the other call.
Cool.
Back to everyone.
Everyone at
once. All right.
All right, all right.
All right, thanks for your patience. Your call is important to me. Look, I can't give you an Eve unit. It's more valuable to us than what they're worth on the market, but I can get you the value monetarily of an Eve unit through dealing with other means after.
Well, you drive a hard bargain, but we're building a relationship. How about this? You're giving me less than the value of an Eve unit. Well, I'll give you less than the value of a Chessex. But,
no.
He's the man you want.
He's too jumpy for this.
No.
We're looking for Loki.
This is exactly where you want him. Trust me. You know he's a citizen.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Would you believe it? The little possum himself was a runaway.
But that means he can walk straight around in the city. Okay. Why do you think he's so useful? Unfortunately, right. He just wants to play ganger all the time.
All right, I'll take the help offered. Can you ask him, and I think it needs to come from you. I think he needs to know.
Oh, I'll arrange it all. That's my job. I'll make sure he wears his best jacket.
All right, have him meet us here. And I sort of mark a location, that sort of verge of the crossover to the city. And we'll be there at 6 a.m.
All right.
Off we go to bed.
Yeah, you go to bed.
There's one really quick thing I just want to double check. Do I have my old Eve uniform and is it completely destroyed or really gross looking?
It's damaged.
How badly?
Destiny roll.
16.
It's okay. It's a little bit old, more than anything. A few frayed bits on the collar and stuff.
I'm going to wear it tomorrow, so if I need to give it a little wash, that's fine, whatever. But yeah, I want to wear it tomorrow.
Cool.
I would like to stay up late and review any material I can about this hospital, the layout, any of the research.
He's got peeps.
All of the research that I would have had, I would like to thoroughly examine.
Okay. Make a something that you want to make check.
A scholar?
Sure. Make a scholar check as you study and research it.
Not
just
reflex.
Roll some dice.
Sorry, make an arm wrestling check.
Three
successes. You have a decent working knowledge of the place. You'd say without live feeds by the end of the night, you have as good sort of a mental understanding of the place as Pro does while connected, but without being updated. So
yeah.
Your bespoke brain knows the layout and everything of the place, even if you lost power and connection.
Yeah. I'm going to say Pro struggles to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows that if he tries to take the drugs he needs to fall asleep, then he ain't getting up. So he's taking the other drugs to stay up.
Make that juicy roll.
19.
That's oof. Good. That's very good.
Looking good.
If only I...
a few nose beers.
Yeah.
Nose beers.
It's like a milk mustache, but up your dry.
Nose. It's a powdered milk mustache.
All I can imagine is that, like, congealing in your
do you have your cavity. Table next to you? Or am I going to be... I'm trying to log in.
Waking up in the morning is going to be a great day.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't have his tablet.
It's sun very is annoying. Shining diddly-dee.
The computer decided to log me out of everything, so I've had to keep logging into things.
It tends to do that.
It's rude. Nope.
What are you looking for?
Your chart, sir.
Your chart, your wife, sir.
You want my chart?
Your chart, well,
let
sir.
Me give it to you.
Your sticky shitty.
Ha ha.
Well, this took a turn, eh?
Yeah, well, this is going well, I think.
You're wired.
All right, so you got a 19?
Yeah.
Which is inversely riding.
No, we flipped
inversely
it.
Riding high, okay. That's what I'm telling you.
It's good.
You have no negative perception, and you have +1 to all reflex-based skills Oof. Checks.
Ooh.
Nice.
Fuck yes.
Good baby. Result. Very good
That's
result.
That's great.
All right.
Nose beers.
Yeah.
Nose beers in the morning.
Tabletop time does not contain nose beers.
You say hello to your little friend, and this time roll the dice and do okay.
Okay.
Oh.
Jazza does.
Okay.
Pro does. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can just die, so literally on the table.
It's true.
Critical overdose. At a point determined by the narrator, you'll begin to overdose. Shaking, chest pain, sweat, and seizures are all possible. You may die without medical intervention. Also apply the effects of bad trip.
Good thing I'm here.
Oof.
And it's not immediate, too. So yeah. It's sort of like you're like, woo! And then like 10 minutes later, I'll just be like, yeah, you have a heart attack.
Oh my God.
At the most dramatic narrative moment I can do. And your character doesn't know that it's going to happen either.
Yeah,
so you just have to roll the one and be like,
Okay.
Okay. My heart's going to explode. All right.
Danger.
So.
Yes, I was thinking that.
Love it.
It's the morning. Let's do it.
We.
You meet up with your boy.
Oh, I have a request. City.
I really wish I had it.
Yeah?
I'm being pushed around in a wheelchair, yeah?
Are you?
Did you say I'm a piece of prosciutto in a wheelchair?
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
Cheese right. and crackers with me.
Yeah.
Can I have a weapon?
Depends on how you'd like to have the weapon. Where are you going to store it?
I would like to have a quilted blanket over my knees,
uh-huh.
and hidden underneath that is a sawn-off shotgun.
That's huge.
Love it. Is that a sawn-off shotgun? You just happened to see me.
So it's packing.
I've heard tale of the bespoke. Yep.
But I'm going to say it's not a sawn-off shotgun as much as it's a sawn-off homemade shotgun.
Yeah, well, I wanted something short enough. But
It's functionally rules-wise a sawn-off shotgun, but just a narrative point of view, I just want to get across. Yeah. This is actually like lead pipes welded with shit. This is a slum shotgun.
Yeah. Yep. Does it follow?
Same rules as sawn-off. Yeah, you can use breaching. Sawn-off shotgun.
Yep. What? As breaching on the rules.
Oh.
I don't think I'll have to use it, but I want to be prepared if these guys are going inside. And I'm
where
inside.
Are we for marks and weapons?
There you go.
Heavy weapons. Hold on. Breaching shotgun. Yeah, we'll call it a breaching shotgun. Cool. That's fine.
I feel sorry for anyone who opens the door to you guys. That's just...
But we'll say it's got...
less ammo.
Yeah.
Reloading will be...
ammo 2. We'll say it's double barrel. Boom, yeah. Boom.
Cool.
And because double barrel shotgun isn't in the thing. Oh, no, because you can hit multiple targets. Yeah, that's cool. We're good.
Thank you.
I would like...
although, actually, no, I want to give you the option. You can fire both barrels at once to get one extra dice. So it's not as efficient long-term as firing twice with the, you know, and then reloading. But if you want to get +3 range dice instead of +2 for one turn and just blast both barrels.
So this isn't like a choice that I can make in the moment?
You can make it in the moment.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Cool. So in the moment, you can just be like, I'm going to fire both shots. Yep. And rather than using the what's it called, assault rules, because it doesn't have that, you can just blast both barrels into one person to get an extra dice.
Legend.
I'll probably add a double barrel shotgun as a weapon now.
Yep.
Cool.
So it's the next day, basically.
Yeah, it's the morning of the next day.
You set up the fast track to where our first...
I'm doing it.
All right.
So we're going to run this through kind of like a bit of a skill challenge, but effectively you all arrive on the border. How would you like to proceed through the police checkpoint?
Are there any drones?
Yeah, there's several police robots standing around. And there is a human.
Does the human look female?
It's a female officer.
I would like to roll through with some type of public identification visible.
You saw that, right?
I did. Is it Stephanie?
No.
Damn it.
It's a destiny roll of 20.
Yep.
Yeah,
they're not always as significant or not significant.
No.
All right. She hot?
Would
I'll
it
take
be,
what you're given.
Would it be good for the party if it was Stephanie?
Yeah.
Okay, it's Stephanie.
Yeah.
You got a 20 on the destiny.
The very law-abiding Hello. Police yep. officer.
Hello, Stephanie Miller.
Hello, Eve Unit. What brings you across the border today?
We require passage into the city. I also require this processing unit.
I see you made it unscathed out of... Wait, what? I'm going to chalk that up as a strange oddity. Your Eve unit, you should get it checked out.
That is precisely where we are going.
Yeah, she's got some inconsistencies, but makes it interesting.
Well, anyway, I know who you are, so you can head on through.
Thanks.
Do you have the processing unit, this processing serial number?
She knows that's a holographic projection GPU, right?
Yeah.
She won't stop going on about it.
I require one.
They're pretty expensive bits of hardware, what can I say? We use them in our police bots, but...
You know what? Like, she's really gone haywire, and we're going to get that fixed, but it might make things more tolerable if you knew someone who had one, we could just show her to put her at ease.
You certainly won't be getting mine. Move on, citizens. Move on.
Is it the same?
Yep.
It's the same fucking...
May well even be her partner.
It's the tin can...
The one you dislike, yes.
We both looked to Sam because we were going to say something.
Do I need to use my graphical processing unit to project you a map the hell away from here and into the city and on your way?
That'd be the first useful thing you've ever done.
Yeah, please do, actually. I want to see it at work.
Sorry. Low battery.
That explains the poor cognitive abilities.
I like his charm.
Stephanie actually leans in slightly and she says, they're trialing out some more characterful personalities to make sure we don't get lonely with our partners. Give a bit of that old police charm. I got the witty one. At least I didn't get the 2 days from retirement one.
I turn to Stephanie and I say, if you have any decommissioned drones and a spare processing unit, and I hand her a little card or piece of paper that says, please call me at this number. Just a number, by the way.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
You give a card?
A handwritten piece of paper with your phone number on it.
Wait, what the fuck, Eve?
Like, do we just keep giving out your phone number?
She just shoves it in her pocket. She's like, no worries, okay.
This is my sacred space you're violating. The fuck, Eve? Stop doing that.
You answer your phone more often than I do. It is an important call.
Answer your fucking phone.
She's
mine. To ghost you. You're way too young for her.
You should be impressed.
I'm not a robosexual.
I said she. I'm not a she.
I thought you were referring to...
He means Stephanie.
Never mind. Oh.
Mm. I'm just going to start rolling. Yeah. Like, I've got control of myself.
Yeah, you just... All right, Sam starts to roll away.
Have a good day. You're not getting it here, Eve. And I just walk past it. And you... I pinch my piece of paper back.
No, she's already put it in her pocket.
Ah, fuck.
She just took it and put it in her pocket.
As we're walking away, Eve tries her best to, like, auto-tune and sing and say... I gave a girl your number, I gave a girl your number, I gave a girl your number.
And just as a last thing as you're walking away, the police drone turns after Eve and says,
you are a fine-looking unit. Stephanie, was that platonic catcall acceptable, or are we still not doing that?
She's like, still not doing that. And then you guys get out of earshot.
Yay.
And you move on, passing now, the first hurdle.
We need a vehicle. Oh, we've met with fucking Squirtle.
You said you'd meet him in the city.
Yeah,
he's going to meet you outside the hospital.
All right.
Okay. Squirrel.
Cool.
Squirtle. He's got Squirtle energy.
I guess it's better than when I called him a rat.
Are we looking for a van specifically? Or?
I think we're looking for something that will fit Eve units.
Yeah, cool.
You arrive at the rendezvous and you see Possum standing outside a donut shop with a bag of hot jam boys, smashing a couple of hot jam donuts. He's got sugar all over his fingers. And he looks up at you with a grin and he's in his yellow jacket. It's like, and he just goes, doggy boy, and hands over a bag of like six pack of hot jam donuts from the donut
vendor. You're wired, aren't you? Or you're...
I fucking love you.
And he like slurps up his fingers. All right, are we gonna bloody steal some robots or what?
Well, first we need to acquire a car.
Your enthusiasm's contagious. I said like shoving a donut in my mouth. Oh my god, this is so fucking good.
You got a bit of sugar there.
He's got crystallized sugar next to white powder.
I like lean over to feed Seb a donut.
I'm good.
I still feed you the
I slap it out of your hand.
Sleight of hand. Which I now have seven dice in.
Oh my goodness, wow.
I want to put the donut in his mouth.
You can counter that with a full roll.
Yeah.
With your hand. Go for it.
All right.
Like a combat roll? Like an not unarmed combat?
Five.
Oh my goodness.
Go for it.
Five.
Reroll again?
No, you got five. I got three.
Yeah.
I got five.
Possum turns to you to say something and you like go to respond to him and as your mouth is open, this fucking donut gets shoved in your mouth.
I spit it at him.
Aw, poor donut.
I told you, man, the salty old dude is no fun to have around. You're going to start hanging with me, Miller.
I think you got a point.
I'm going to need more friends in the west side. I'm kind of new there. But anyway, let's steal a car.
Let's go. See anything worthwhile?
17. I scouted out a bunch of cars, a couple of old ones from probably before like trackers and shit were around. So, nice. The car park. Two doors down. I'm more than just a pretty face. Although, I am definitely that.
Agreed.
Cool. So, three cars to pick from. He points you in the direction. He goes, but I don't know how the fuck to jump a car.
I do. And Eve walks over into the car.
Make a sleight of hand check.
Do I get anything for knowing how to do it or just a sleight of hand?
You can do it, which is what you get for knowing how to do
it. Right. Yep. I can do the roll.
What's the challenge level?
I'm just going to keep it at 3 for a skill check to outwire a car, but you now have way more dice to deal with. Sorry.
Wait, what?
No. Challenge level was 3.
So intentional. I'm like,
But it's like, oh, right, instead of doing the whole whacker. Yeah, I got a 1.
I'm sorry.
Too many nose beers.
It was the most intense game of footy we ever played. It was just me and him. We don't need to share that with everyone, but it was a moment. Shit. I'll just say that. Moving on.
Eve got a 1 on her roll to hotwire a car.
Can I assist?
No, because you don't know what you're doing.
I can assist what happens hand from a fucking explosion.
So what happens is Eve fucks two cars and hotwires the third.
Yeah, baby.
And there are now two damaged cars in this area that is, you suspect, potentially going to put a bit of investigation on your lead if you linger too long.
So the third car I do.
You manage the third car.
Oh, thank goodness.
What sort of vehicle are we talking?
Allow me to tell you what vehicle.
I also want to have a quick scan around and see if there's any security cameras.
And I'll tell you, with your terrible roll, why you succeeded on this car. Because you have a 2006 Ford E350.
2006?
Yep.
In what year are we in?
2006 in the fucking city.
It's done 800,000 kilometers.
Does it run?
But it is a van.
It's a van.
Can we get one without as many windows?
We have... We have an 82 or so year old van.
It's a fucking cube.
It's a classic is what it is.
Yep. I don't know if you can rotate that, but
it's so
big!
Oh, yes! All right, take
it's,
it.
It's like a mini bus people mover.
Does it have graffiti or anything on it?
No.
Oh, damn it.
It's it, you, your guess is that it's please. Like some really poor civilians who got handed it down.
Dude.
It has been converted. It has an electric motor.
It needs to say the words pussy wagon on the front.
What is with you tonight?
It can later.
I love
let's,
it.
Let's
you hot wire your terrible hot wiring manages to get your 2006 Ford E350.
Oh, okay. We did warn everyone this is an 18 plus
comment. It's still running.
Great.
Okay. I don't know how you hotwired if it's an electric car, but it's retrofitted, so you made it work.
Yeah.
I should not drive.
I'll take this.
What's your ride pilot?
Do you have a ride pilot?
But you don't have
legs. I have one leg. You only need one leg to drive a car.
Yours is diminished. You're still going to have your debuff on ride pilot.
Okay. What are you?
You, as I said, you can't even really put weight on the foot.
So oh, actually, no, I've got... I'll drive.
Mm-hmm. What is possible? Okay.
Make a driving check.
Trust you.
Jump in.
Awesome gets in.
4.
Nice.
And you navigate them to the destination safely, driving through the streets
wagon.
Of the city in your 4D350 with your, like, 9-seater fucking van.
Just dropping the kids off.
Just heading to soccer practice. All right, quiet in back. All right.
And you arrive at the hospital.
Okay. So, Seb, bring up all the data slates I sent you.
I bring it up on some type of personal computing device.
A laptop.
Yeah, sure. Yes. All right, how close are we to the point we were planning?
I relay the information that we had discussed.
You have arrived where you're plan. At the hospital, staking okay. out the hospital.
Pull mm-hmm. up, and here we are. Nothing to it but to do it.
You're near the zoo. You hear the sound of chimps screeching in the distance.
The zoo's still there?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
So?
How am I entering the facility?
As an Eve caretaker unit. With, well, I look at Possum like, you actually will look the least out of place of anyone here.
I am a citizen and an excellent infiltrator.
Okay. Why don't I believe him?
Can I make a perception check?
One.
And you see him lift up a bag of white powder that is definitely yours. That he's lifted off you. And you didn't even notice.
Little snitch.
And then he says, and I'm about to have a drug overdose. And he just goes, snorts like
half your bag. Are you fucking serious?
Doing that?
And then he just goes, BAM!
Are you fucking serious?
Possum gets done! And his eyes are like pupils dilating.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And then he throws you back your baggie.
Holy shit. I was going to pan that out over a week and a half. I think he needs to make a roll. I don't know why I said that.
Fucking explosion.
Oh, it's not great.
I mean, that's good. He's having a drug overdose.
The hospital, thank goodness.
Not great. Kind of works in our favor. I'd love
if we brought him into the city to help us out and he gets a heart attack and dies.
He actually gets admitted. Yeah.
Chessex, I don't know how to tell you this.
Crazy.
The possum got into me stash.
It's actually fine, but he takes... I'll give you another roll because he took a lot. All right, so he's got, like... You think he was sort of three-quarters joking because he didn't snort that much, but he definitely had enough to be on it. And now he's like, I'm... panicking that I'm going to have an overdose.
I take his hand.
And then he's like, I've never done that before, but I wanted to try it.
I take his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, reassuringly, you're in good hands.
What the fuck?
You'll be okay. Please do never do that again.
You've never tried it before. I like Pro's feeling a little sheepish. It's like an open secret that he takes cocaine and then all of a sudden his stash is infiltrated and pumped in his face by his random.
I turn
to Pro and I say, although do I know...
I'm just being possum right now.
Do I know narcotics, like in terms of how they affect people and how... So how long does he have until he starts sort of...
Oh, he's already feeling the effects.
Okay. Can I do like a first aid check to see if he's going to have a fucking heart attack?
I'm fine. I'm indestructible. I'm going to fucking smash this. Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right.
Can we team? Hands in. Hands in.
He reluctantly puts a hand in.
I'm convinced myself by taking another bite of a hot jam donut.
I'm just going to pretend not to notice and keep working away on my little laptop.
He does the thing where all your hands are touching and then he just sort of gently slides the hand pile over so it just bumps like Sebastian, but just on like the shoulder, just sort of like an affirmative like little, all right, buddy, we bumped with you, and then that pulls the hands back.
It's polite.
We doing this?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's getting a bit hot for this fucking jacket, but...
Shall I take it off for you?
No, it's my style.
I can keep it safe.
It looks good. Let's go in.
Hey, I'll give you another one of those baggies when we get back if you give her the jacket.
Whoa, dude. Don't make an addict out of me. That's very irresponsible. I'm doing this for you.
I agree, Pro. That was irresponsible.
What? I'm just trying to shut you the fuck up about the jacket.
Peer pressure and enabling is not cool.
Eve's heart breaks.
Oh, I mean, like, you know, like, help you.
Like, you fucking hear a cable just snap.
I meant, like, I does she display...
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm like, you're just, like, super keen for it, and I'm just trying to help and obviously change the subject. So,
Possum puts his hand on your shoulder. It's a really fucking nice jacket. I get it.
It is.
I wanted it a lot before I got it too.
I understand.
Now, seriously, are your teeth itchy, Eve?
Let's go inside.
Yeah, we should.
I grab his hand and we go inside.
We set up comms with Seb. All right, so what are our roles, I sort of say, as we're heading towards the hospital? I've specifically dressed as normal as possible today. Mm-hmm. So I've got my shabby suit. And whatever. Eve's looking after, fuck. What's a reasonable story here? I'm too removed from the real world.
Oh, do I have any way to communicate with you guys, by the way? Did we set that up?
You have a phone call. You've got a phone call.
So if you guys need to contact me, you'll call me.
No, we're in an active phone call.
Oh, yeah, okay. We're all
cool. In Eve puts a little phone in her pocket.
You get your Bluetooth in your ear.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Okay.
We go into the hospital. You
and Possum head in? Are you staying in the van?
I'm heading in as well.
Are you going with the two of them?
Okay.
No.
I am in the van.
Up to you.
I didn't think you were. I mean, he's wired.
Do you know what? I'm going in because I think I need to be near things to break things, and I'm the fallback.
Sure. You go with him?
Them.
All right. You all head in, and you get to the reception.
Great.
And... there's not that many people in the hospital. Medical care is sufficiently very advanced by now. The waiting room doesn't have that many people in it. I'm on drugs, he says at the front counter.
Do we go to emergency or do we go to general?
Up to you.
I would take him to emergency.
Emergency, sure.
What's the closest like medical department to a warehouse where these things would likely be stored?
Well, we know where these things
are
stored.
You know where they are.
No, so no. Where are we going and what's near it?
I'm just going to say it's actually like the staff area, like the nurse's suite. They're nearby there.
Okay. I walk them through that process and be like, you need to try and make your way to here.
Cool.
They're stored in here.
So, you know, the first barrier is to just get admitted past the reception area into the actual ward. Once you're in the ward, all the wards are pretty interconnected because it's a hospital. So
if Eve knows anything about the medical system, it's that you need to dramatize and talk up the person's symptoms so you get seen faster.
Chest pains.
Yes. So I go straight up to the receptionist.
Okay. Well, you're with him. He's just said, I'm on drugs, the receptionist.
I'm assuming he hasn't cleaned his face very well. So he looks like he's on drugs.
Sir, madam. Talking to the receptionist.
That's what Possum's doing.
Yeah.
She's like, yes. Hello, Eve Unit. How can I help you and your client, sir?
As you can see, my client here is displaying signs of chest pain, blah, 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 blah. I fear that he may have a heart attack and needs to be admitted immediately.
Ah, let me just scan you both in. Okay, cool. No worries. We can do that immediately for you, and you can escort him in. And why are you here? Property?
Yeah, I'm just picking up an order from my...
You see, he is part of what's your parents' pharmaceutical
Amber,
name?
Amber
Farm. Yeah. My patient is a test subject and to do with the pharmaceutical company.
I like under my breath sort of say to Seb, like, give me a name... Doctor, someone here connected to Amben Pharmaceutical.
I look at my records and grab their pharmaceutical rep for Amben.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm here to see the representative, Dr. Flubengarben.
Dr. Flubengarben. No, you're dealing with Dr. Ricky Kerr.
Dr. Ricky Kerr.
Sounds a lot like Rick-a-core.
Rick-a-core.
Yeah. Ricky. Oh, no.
Ricky.
It's good to see you again.
Or Rickster, as my boss calls him. He's in today, I believe.
All right. Types away. Yeah, he actually is visiting. He only comes once a week. Your timing is excellent. Do you want me to send you to...
I know where to go. Thank you very much, ma'am. But you know where I do need to know where to go? Bathroom. I am really crossing my legs here. Sorry for the description.
Public toilet's just there. There's signs. And I'll buzz you into the ward once you're done in the toilet.
Okay.
I'm sure there is facilities as we make our way.
Could yeah, I'll hold it. First? I'll hold it. Okay, let's go.
Sure.
Thank
she
you.
Buzzes you in. She says, I'll just let Ricky know you're coming.
Great.
And she sends a ping off on the computer.
Is there any way that using my computer system that he's set up that we could intercept that?
I say
that?
To Seb as we're walking through the doors, find Dr. Ricky.
You'd need to make a hacking check.
No, surveillance.
No, to do what he said.
What did he say?
Intercept the email the and stop it from arriving.
No, I don't think we'd yeah. have
You
a
could
chance.
With a hack check.
But if we can find where he is.
Yep. Can I find out where he is?
He works in the Eastern Wing, which is far separate from where you need to be.
Okay.
Cool. We head in.
All right, you head into ER. A nurse starts triaging and treating Possum.
Mm-hmm. Where do we go from here, Seb?
I explain and give very thorough details in terms of what hallways they should head down to get towards the nurse's station where the EV units are.
Cool. What are they transported on or in exactly?
I look at the surveillance camera and let them know where the EV units are and how they're currently stored.
They're currently just in a like an IT department, basically.
Freestanding, or is there like a trolley or like a...
No, they're just standing there.
Do they...
They just kind of get marched in on like zero programming. They just can like walk, be directed.
Okay. I could be picking up on behalf of Amazon Pharmaceutical. Why not? Sure you guys deal with these units all the time.
Less so. We're more in the pharmaceutical game, not the, like,
but direct healthcare. How the fuck do you distribute and apply? And you have deals and whatever, surely. Come on.
Yeah, with pharmaceutical reps.
Is there any connection to Evianus and... They're innovating on a new thing? Come on, man. Help me out here.
Eve, you noticed the opportunity to just slip away on your own if you wanted to.
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
Let's do it.
I was going to slip away as well, so.
You'll...
Someone I should maybe stay with Possum.
Okay. All right. I'll stay. Good luck. Stay on the call.
Eve gives you a little thumbs up.
He's like, you don't need to stay with me. I'm fine.
I say to Seb, I want to see what you see.
I feed through whatever I have.
Cool.
His camera switching.
Yep.
Okay.
And with that, I'm going to get you to make an infiltration roll.
Okay.
And I'll give you a situational bonus of 2 dice for Seb helping you out. So you get 2 extra dice.
Challenge level.
It'll be against some persuasion checks, perception checks. So, 2, and then finally a 3.
So I got 3, so that's a roll off.
We'll re-roll that. So you've put the 2 was pretty much a 3 again.
1.
All right, so you basically intercept, you weave through the hospital, and you're heading in which direction?
I was staying with Possum.
Why are we rolling infiltration?
Because you told me to roll.
Don't stay with Possum.
There's no reason to. He'll be
okay. Oh, then promise. Yeah, I promise. Just come with
go
you
with
then.
Eve.
All right. Well, I was going to go with Eve.
That's cool.
That's what you wanted to do. Yeah, yes. Don't worry about staying with Possum. He's fine.
Okay.
He's like Winx. He's got nurses looking after him. He's chill.
We'll take that role.
That's yeah, fine. You will. Yeah. So, you. Which direction are you headed, though? Are you heading towards the Eves or towards the doctor you're supposed to be?
Whatever direction the Eves. Said, yeah, which yeah. I imagine
okay. That's
what
you're okay. Just outside of ER, you spot the drug storage room. Either try it now or on the way back.
Is there anyone around?
There's nurses all over the place.
But they look kind of busy.
Yeah, they're of course busy.
I'm going to go near the door and try to see, just see if it's open. Or if it requires a security card.
That's a keycard scanner.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Keypad?
Like a beep.
Just
like a fob.
Not keypad.
No, fob.
Okay.
So you could steal one and beep it. Right.
Okay, keep walking then.
You keep walking. And you don't encounter anyone who questions you until you reach the IT department where the Eves are kept. But you haven't entered yet. You're just there. You're outside the room.
So what happened?
Up to you. Are you going in?
Is there anyone inside? Is there glass windows we can see peeps inside?
You can see vaguely. Make a perception check.
You please. Two successes.
You both see the vague outline of more than three figures in the room, but it's got one of those stupid, like, cross-hatched glass that you can't smash through, and all you can't really see much through it.
Seb, what are we looking at in the room? Show me.
Inside the room, there is what looks to be a security officer.
Inside the room, there it looks to be a security officer, a doctor.
And three Eve units.
And I think those silhouettes of the three Eve units, they're pretty still.
All right. Well, this is them, Eve. But there's two people in there. Wait, either of them have cybernetics? Doctor or officer?
No. They look regularly human.
Fuck.
Oh, do I know if, like, a code blue or code whatever?
You know the hospital codes.
Do I know anyone that would make them leave?
You don't know these people's jobs, so yeah, no, okay. Because any code situation aside from full emergency and evacuation is going to pertain to particular staff and particular staff responsibilities.
Okay.
And with those perception rolls, you can't get more information on what would work, and even from the security camera's angle and everything means you're just seeing the shape. You don't have the full detail.
Well, we made it outside the door. We passed a supply department where you could technically be restocked. But we... Oh, fuck. I've never gotten this far before.
That was for Seb. I wrote a destiny roll and got a 12, which means nothing happens. So continue. That was specifically for
Seb.
Everything's looking clear so far, guys. Just
perhaps
take your time, figure it out.
Perhaps we require a key card first.
Yeah.
The door doesn't look locked.
Not to this door.
Ah.
Sebastian?
Can I see into, by any chance, like an on-call lounge?
Sure.
Can I see that anybody's maybe sleeping
cots
in an on-call lounge?
Yeah, there's a couple of people in the on-call lounge.
And by any chance, did any of them just perchance take off their security card and put it on their bedside table where they had a nap?
Make a destiny roll.
No, they did not.
Can I talk to Seb? I'm assuming it's like almost lunchtime, right? Because they said from 11 till 3 is when they do the Eve bots. So it's got to be.
We started early.
What's it? Yeah, 11, right? Yeah, it's almost lunchtime.
The Eve bots have just arrived. Like just been marched in.
Okay, can we?
They arrived at 11 o'clock. So I'm going to say you arrived just after they arrived.
I say to Seb,
The doctor in the room seems to be doing some paperwork.
Could you perchance make an announcement?
I'm not in that system at all.
Yeah, surveillance is a different thing, but what did you have in mind?
Pro could probably hop across with some hacking roll.
Maybe declaring there are free donuts in the break room. Security guards love donuts, right?
Ice switch. Donuts, no.
Do you have information? Again, Neve contacts Seb. Do you have information on the certain staff members at this facility?
Yeah, I got pretty thorough documentation on that, right?
Do you know their car numbers, their registration?
That probably not. That would be secure.
Maybe.
Come on!
They're like specific. You know that you'd be able to get a roster of like surnames and initials, but they're like ID card note that's tied to some kind of security. Probably not.
No, but they're like vehicle registration.
They drive this car.
Their car registration.
Yeah.
That's pretty common for businesses.
I'll give you. I misunderstood. I was thinking more like they're like, you know, security sort of ID.
Car rego?
Car rego, yeah.
You can okay.
You just think you set their cars off.
All right. Or could the owner of vehicle registered A763 please attend their vehicle?
Cool.
There's a fucking monkey.
There's 10 minutes to move.
There's a pickle. And the pickle is you don't know which person that is.
That is true. Out of the two... Or
you have no idea because you can't, both of you are too on perception. You can't see their ID numbers and you don't know who they are. And there's hundreds of staff at the hospital.
Seb can see in the facility, right? Yeah.
You've got a security camera angle. So he has no better view on the details of like their ID.
That's fine.
Turn one pixel into 14 pixels. That's fine. Worries.
So I can't see the security guard either.
You can see him, but it's like a camera angle looking down into a room. So you just see a body standing there.
Eve turns to Pro and says, I'll go in, you get their numbers, their names, and where quickly.
Wait. You go in and you read the ID number. Oh, I'm looking for, and you read the ID number, and if I can get into the fucking speaker.
Yes.
That was my hacking check.
What'd you get?
You should have announced it. I'm afraid
I should have announced
count.
It.
No, what did you roll? Six successes out of seven?
Yes.
Yay.
Okay. So while Eve is walking in, you hack into the announcement system and read cross across successfully. Eve, you open the door and walk in.
Mm-hmm.
Two pairs of eyes turn to you. One looks up from a desk where they're filling out paperwork, and the security guard looks across at you. There are three Eve units standing deactivated against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
14 Destiny.
Great. I approach an IT guy and a security guard, correct?
No, the doctor and a security guard.
Doctor, okay. And I don't know what the doctor is specifically.
No, but you're assuming he's in hospital administration and he's signing paperwork related to the delivery of these drones. That context is would kind of suggest that.
Okay. I'll walk forward and get close-ish. Mm-hmm. I'll go to the doctor first. I say, evening. There is a patient in room, I name a room that we passed, who requires your assistance. They asked for you specifically. And I read out the name as well, that is, if it's on, I imagine his badge is on him, because usually they are.
I thought you were going for security guard.
I went for the security
guard. You went for the doctor first. We're playing it out. Okay. You've already declared it.
That's fine.
He looks up at you and he says, well, they'll have to wait 10 or 15 minutes.
And then I turn to the security. I say, understood. I turn to the security guard and I say, they are getting quite aggressive.
He shrugs.
Look at his name.
Not my problem. And the first issue crops up as you look at the security guard dead in the eyes and he looks back at you and you see his bulletproof vest, the gun at his hip, the taser on his other hip, and more importantly, the name of the company on the vest as it says Ningyor and it doesn't have anything to do with the hospital at all.
Huh. Interesting.
And we'll deal with that little foil in the next episode of Reboot.
Oh my God.
Aww.
The tension.
I know it wasn't as dramatic as a cliffhanger as I like to keep us with, but Jazza has to go.
I gotta go.
So we have to wrap up slightly earlier than usual.
Wow.
Dang it!
But look, we got to show two cool things at the end One is a little set piece that Murray slammed together in the last half hour
Thanks,
of today.
Murray.
And
we'll
be hopefully slightly bigger next week. I want to print out a few more tires.
That's cool. And the other thing I think is worth bringing back, even though we're in the middle of the city, I feel like someone followed us and is watching on the horizon. Tilda.
Bloody gotta love it.
Couldn't hack a fucking car.
Absolutely amazing new portrait from our amazing Alicia.
You wouldn't jack a car.
You wouldn't steal a car. Yes, I fucking would. Done it before, watch me do it again.
All possible, both the mini and terrain paint jobs and the new portrait, thanks to our lovely patrons. Thank you all so much.
Oh, I love our patrons. Without you, we wouldn't be able to do this.
Happy birthday, Blue Cat Pie.
AJ Macy.
Professor X.
Distinct Dev.
Yell Hair Tris.
Tickle Doc.
Ditless Wills.
These be Willis.
Erasable.
Thank you.
And all of our other lovely patrons. That was one of our smoothest reads of the still very fast Patreon scroll.
I don't know.
Yeah, we went in order. It made it a lot easier. Yeah. Us fumbling.
All right. That brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you all so much for joining us.
Bye.
You all get an extra long Patreon after party this week.
Nah.
What?
No, you get to go to bed early.
I got a 3D sculpt jet thrust for my secret project for the mini thing.
I thought I could do that in the background. We could be in live chat with them.
I don't see a reason why if you can...
Bloody. You saying that subscribing and joining the Patreon, the people that are in the Patreon and in the Discord, would be able to sit in like a live chat with us after every episode.
Every episode.
And tonight that could be extra long while I chill and 3D sculpt.
Well, it's usually at least half an hour, but
crazy.
You guys got ages.
That's pretty cool.
And we're still recording.
We're going to PAX!
We're going to PAX!
We're going to PAX! We should have opened with that.
We should have, but through the magic of editing,
we have done that. So we opened up the episode with that. Yep. Don't you remember that? That was great.
It was so good.
Thanks for watching.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.